just a very brief message tonight in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I've got a 2-hour sermon that I got to preach in 10 minutes. I can assure you that I will be back on this subject again this coming Wednesday night, but I'm just going to just make a few comments, and you know, we'll not tarry long here this evening. But 1 John chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Father, thank you for the reading of the Word of God this evening, and thank you for the testimonies, the music, and Lord, the presentation of this ministry tonight that was such a blessing. And my Father, I just pray that you will help us to be able to partner with this ministry that is committed to being used of God to build up, train up, lead young people to Christ, young ladies, and then train them up to serve you. And Lord, we're grateful for that. Now bless now this time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now this morning, we were looking at this passage of Scripture with the thought in mind, what love is this? Now, we look at these three verses, and we notice right off the surface that what kind of love is this? Well, we see here it's a fatherly love, and it's a family love. It's a special kind of love that God has. The love that drew salvation's plan, the grace that brought it down to man, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary, the great lyrics of that song that we sing. The love of God was behind God sending his Son. The love of God is behind the salvation of every sinner. The love of God is behind the development and growth of those that are saved. The love of God is behind it all. The love of God was exemplified in a way that none of us will ever be able to understand this side of heaven, when the Lamb of glory hung on the cross and our sins were placed upon him and God judged him in our stead. If there has ever been, ever will be, the illustration and the vivid proof of God's love, it was when God turned his back upon his Son, when Jesus bore our sins in his body on the tree, was wounded for our transgressions, was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes were healed. The love of God tonight is stamped on the life of every person that's been saved. We don't have any trouble this evening as a Christian understanding the fact that God loves us. The reason why I say that is we have an inward witness to that, do we not? The person of the Holy Spirit reminds us time and time again that God loves us. I mean, we can't get away from it. I mean, in the bitter, lonely, most despair segments of our life, we sense God's love and God's presence. Now to think, what I'm doing this evening is I'm not even sticking to the script, so to speak. I actually have an outline of, you know, that could go on for a week or a week of sermons, so to speak. But I'm just kind of giving you this evening just a few things from my heart. Behold what manner of love. We actually, with our human minds, can't totally behold it. I mean, how can it be that Jesus would die for us? Behold what manner of love. The Father of all fathers. God the Father. would bestow upon us the unworthy, the ungodly, the hell deserving, the prodigals in the far country, those deserving the wrath of God instead of the love of God. But in spite of that, God bestowed upon us His love, and yes, obviously mingled with His grace. We're not saved by love. We're saved by grace. We must never forget that. But behind the movement of grace was the love of God that looked upon this world and saw people struggling in the slave market of sin. So again, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, or the daughters of God, or the children of God. I mean, what a title. I mean, we can go through life and through the education process, through training, through circumstances in life. We can accumulate titles along the way. And I don't discount that. We can be called this, that, or the other. We can be looked up to. We can be honored in special ways. We can be known as Mr. and Mrs. And on top of that, have a special title that we've worked for, that we've earned. But I don't know of any title any greater than to be a child of God, though. I don't know of anything any greater than that. I mean, we go through life, and when it comes time to die, we leave all of the accolades. We leave all the titles. We leave it all behind. But if we're a child of God, we're going to glory. I mean, it's far greater than anything. The experience there is far greater than anything we ever see or do down here. So to be called a child of God says this, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. That's self-explanatory when you understand your Bible. The world knows Him not. The unsaved world. The mind of the unredeemed have no respect, have no love for God, have no use for the Bible. It's par for the course. It takes a Holy Spirit of God within to make us appreciate God, to love God, and love the things of God, and love the book of God. The Holy Spirit has to do it. So, it stands to reason, if the world knows Him not, it doesn't know us. It has no respect for what we do. The music that we heard tonight, the testimony that was shared tonight, means nothing to the ears and hearts of the blinded in sin. It means nothing. But it registers with us, doesn't it? It rings a bell. And I can tell you one thing, it stirred my heart. And it wouldn't have. I remember a time in my life where this would have been the most boring place I'd ever been. But when I met the Master face to face, my heart was changed just like yours. And now, it's a pleasure to get rid of the things that we can't keep anyway, to gain the things that we'll never lose. It's a pleasure. Then we keep reading. You'll get the real sermon outline Wednesday. It says, beloved, I like that. Beloved, now. Yes, right now. 2023. Yes, right now. October the 29th, I think, or 30th. Is it 30th? Right now. Are we the sons of God? Right now. I mean, it's a done deal right now. It's ratified. Our names are registered in heaven. It's sealed. It's real. Right now. I don't have to hope that I'll get to heaven. I know it's real now. Because I can go back to a time that I did like these young ladies did. You came to the crossroads in your life where you knew you were a sinner and you placed your trust in the Lord's finished work, and you knew that you were lost, and you trusted Christ to be your Savior, and He saved your soul, and now you're singing the praises of God. That wasn't true before, was it, young ladies? But it sure is true now, isn't it? Then it says, now are we the sons of God. Now. I like that, right now. That means regardless of my state of mind, regardless of my state of being, regardless of how I feel, regardless of whether I'm sick or well, regardless of even if I'm delirious, my title deed is clear to the mansions in the sky because it's certified in the black and white pages of Scripture. And that's what we base our hope on, isn't it? Thus saith the Lord. Not how I think, not how I feel, but it's thus saith the Lord. Now are we the children of God. Then we keep reading. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, we know. Brother Glenn was teaching Sunday school this morning, got in that 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19 he quoted. You know, God knows them, those that are His. Basically, He knows those that are His. Let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth those that are His. And then we read here, not only does He know those that are His, but thank God we know that we belong to Him. We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Like Him. Now, that means a lot. That means like Him in terms of having a glorified body. When Christ comes back, we get a glorified body. Like Him in the sense that when we get to heaven, this sinning part will be over totally. No sickness, no sin, no impurity at all. Total perfection. Like Him, we shall see Him as He is. Isn't that wonderful to know? We shall see Him as He is. Not as He was, but as He is. He's a God of the present tense, isn't He? Then now, and I'm through with this, verse number 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. I can't read that verse without making a practical application. Since we know that He's coming soon, since we know that He's coming back, since we know that the rapture could take place at any moment, that drives us to stay clean, to stay pure, to get things out of our lives that shouldn't be in our lives. Because when He comes back, He takes us to be with Him. And then somewhere from the time we go up until the time He comes back to this earth all the way and stands on the Mount of Olives and brings in the millennium, there's going to be what's called the judgment seat of Christ, and the people of God will have their works tried by fire. So knowing that He could come at any minute, it behooves us to get rid of any baggage, any luggage, any debris, anything in our life that will hinder our testimony when we stand before Him. So it helps to keep us pure. Isn't that wonderful? But my, what love is this? Song says, what grace is this that brought the Savior down? Well, you can also tie in love with that grace, can't you? What a great passage of Scripture. Let's bow for prayer. Father in heaven, I thank You this evening for this good service that we've had, and Lord, for the blessing that we've all received. And now, Father, if there happens to be anyone right now, whether in this service or watching through Facebook or YouTube, Lord, that's still living in sin, that's still not saved, I pray that tonight, Heavenly Father, they will be thinking about pondering the truth that's been sung tonight and the testimonies and, Lord, the blessings of this service. May they realize tonight that they too can have this joy. And Father, if there's a Christian this evening, maybe out there, maybe here, that just needs to come to an old altar and say, Lord, I thank you for the love that you have for me, and help me, Lord, to live more worthy of that love and to live a godly, pleasing life that will count for your glory. Father, may they come tonight and simply turn everything over to you, Lord, in light of that love that you have for us. And your soon return. So, Lord, now bless the invitation. Heads are bowed for just a moment before we sing. I wonder tonight, is there anybody here in this service that's not sure that you're saved? Not sure that you're ready to die? Not sure that you're ready to meet God? And right now, in this church service, God's burdened your heart. And you'd like to know for sure this evening that you're saved. You're not sure, but you'd like to know sure or be sure. Would you raise your hand right now and say, Preacher, would you remember me in prayer? I'm not settled about my salvation, but I need to get it settled. Time's running out. Would you pray for me? Anyone in this service at all? Yes, God bless you. Yes. Anyone else? Anyone else? Is there a Christian tonight who would say, Preacher, I know that I'm saved, but in light of God's goodness and love for me, and also in light of the fact that Jesus is coming soon, I want to be ready in terms of when I stand at the judgment seat of Christ. I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I want to live my life in light of that imminent return of Christ. I want to be pure. Pray for me today. There's something in my life that I just need to leave it with God. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. God bless you over here on the right. Yes. God bless each of you. Just pray for me. There's something in my life that I just need to leave it with God and let him have it, because it's keeping me from having joy. Maybe if you want to just get up right now and maybe slip forward to this altar, just pray. Do as God would have you. Just come. But let's pray. Father, bless now, I pray, this invitation. May your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going